We're gonna cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're gonna make fun of people. We're gonna hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell on the bench on a Tuesday. Let's look at all the NBA free agency. How about Jaren Jackson Jr.? A max extension with the Grizzlies, $240 million. Harden, a two-year deal with the Clippers, and he gets $81.5 million. And how about the $52.6 million option LeBron picked up with the Lakers? So here's everything. That Jaren Jackson Jr. deal, unbelievable. This guy gets that. He already had a $23.4 million salary in the final season of his deal, but now he gets, he's adding $217 million in new money, so he's making $240 million. That is crazy. The Hawks land Alexander Walker and Luke Kennard in deals, and so that helps them out a lot. Walker slides into the rotation spot, vacated by Chris LeVert, who agreed to a deal with the Pistons, and Kennard, a one-year deal for $11 million. How about Brook Lopez going to the Clippers on a two-year deal, $16 million? Milwaukee re-signs Kevin Porter Jr., a two-year, $11 million deal, and they re-signed Gary Trent to a two-year, $7.5 million deal. And Torian Prince re-signed 2 years, $7.1 million. Luke Kornet goes to San Antonio, a four-year deal, $41 million. I think that guy actually balls out and contributes and does a lot at the 10. He goes to the rack, dunks, lob dunks, does everything, block shots, rebounds. The Nuggets bring back Bruce Brown Jr., a one-year deal in the Mile High City. The Pistons, as I said, landed LeVert, and they get Paul Reed, B-Ball Paul, a two-year, $11 million deal. Capella goes back to the Rockets on a three-year deal, $21.5 million. He was with Atlanta. The Bulls sign Trey Jones to a three-year, $24 million deal. So they re-signed him. He already played for the Bulls. Knicks signing Clarkson from the Jazz. How about this guy, Jordan Clarkson? That guy can flat out ball. So they're going to love him in New York. He's 16 a game and does so much off the bench. Great six man. Ty Jerome leaves Cleveland for Memphis, a three-year, $28 million deal. The Pelicans signed Kayvon Looney to a two-year, $16 million deal. So he leaves the Dubs. Tyus Jones goes from Phoenix to the Magic, a one-year, $7 million deal. Finney Smith leaves L.A., goes to the Rockets, a four-year, $53 million deal. That was huge. The Lakers agreed to a two-year, $12 million deal with forward Jake Laravia from the Kings. They seem to like him. I don't care one way or the other about that deal. The Mavs signed D'Lo to a two-year, $13 million deal. The Clippers re-signed Nick Batum to a two-year, $11.5 million deal. I told you the Harden deal, $81.5 million for 2 years to stay with the Clippers. Jabari Smith, a five-year extension with the Rockets, $122 million. Randall stays with the T-Wolves, 3 years, $100 million to stay in Minnie. And then, as far as everything else, Bobby Portis, a three-year deal to stay in Milwaukee, $44 million. Jalen Williams, a new three-year deal with OKC, $24 million. So he stays with the champs. Re-signing in Miami is Davion Mitchell with the Heat, 2 years, $24 million. That guy plays all out. Sam Merrill, a four-year, $38 million deal to stay with Cleveland. T-Wolves, Naz Reid, you knew about this one already, 5 years, $125 million. Some of these you've already heard about. Van Vliet, a new $50 million deal with the Rockets, 2 years on that $50 million. Kyrie declines his player option, of course, and he's getting a three-year, $119 million deal. You've heard of all these. Gafford, a three-year extension to stay in Dallas as well. See if I'm missing anything. Steven Adams, the three-year, $39 million deal to stay with the Rockets. Those were already done, all those deals. So that was the extent of the massive turnaround of players, re-signings, and signings with new teams around the league. It never ends. Just so we're clear, the NHL free agency, the best players available, Brock Besser of the Canucks, Nick Ehlers of the Winnipeg Jets, Gavrikov of the Kings, Michael Granlund of the Stars, the centerman, Anthony Beauvillier, the Capitals, Connor Brown, the Oilers, the right winger, Dadonov of the Stars, the forward, Dumoulin of the Devils, a defenseman, Olofsson, the forward of the Vegas Golden Knights, Corey Perry of the Oilers, just played in the finals, Nate Schmitz, he's another one played in the finals, D-man for the Panthers, Suter from the Canucks, a forward, Brent Burns of the Carolina Hurricanes, D-man, Jonathan Drouin, a forward of the Avs, Ryan Lindgren, D-man, Avs, Dmitry Orlov, D-man, Canes, Jeff Skinner's old, but the Oilers winger, left side, is available. Jake Allen, Devils, of course, the goalie, Georgiev of the Sharks, Alex Leon of the Wings, Samsonov of the Knights, they're all available. So is Vanacek of the Panthers, and more. So there's a lot of other guys. Mason Appleton, Cam Atkinson of the Lightning, Nate Bastian of the Devils, Bukestad of the Mammoth in Utah, Cody Ceci of the Stars, D'Angelo of the Islanders, Calvin DeHaan, Rangers, all available. Dvorak, Canadiens, Lars Eller, Caps, Robbie Fabry, Ducks, Radek Foxa, Blues, Anton Forsberg of Ottawa, same with Adam Gaudette, Jonathan Klingberg of the Oilers, Luke Kunin of the Jackets, and Sean Corrali, going on and on, Mangiapane of the Caps, Mantha of the Flames, Brock McGinn of the Ducks, Gustav Nyquist of the Wild, Max Pacioretty of the Leafs is available, Jeff Petrie of the Wings, I mean, it goes on and on. Brandon Saad of the Knights. Brendan Smith of the Stars. Nico Sturm, Panthers. He never played. Brandon Tanev of the Jets. And Van Riemsdyk of the Blue Jackets. All those guys are available free agents. Let's not get fancy here. Let's hit the baseball. Pirates have won four in a row, stopped the press, and they've been scoring runs like crazy. 7-plus runs in four straight games. They've scored 37 runs in the last four games. 7-0, they beat the Cardinals. Haney had a no-hitter in the sixth. The Jays beat the Yankees. Guerrero, the big hit that drove in the winning runs. 5-4 over the Bombers in Toronto. They'll play this afternoon. Red Sox, Duran hit a homer. 13-6, they pounded the Reds at Fenway. Crochet, the easy win. Wheeler struck out 10. Phillies, 4-0 over the Padres at the bank. A's, Langeliers a home run. Butler, a big triple that drove in two. Those two runs won it. 6-4 over the Rays at Steinbrenner. The Orioles, how about this game? Gunnar Henderson hits a home run in the 10th. So did Couser. They go up 6-3 on the Rangers, but Garcia hits a three-run shot in the bottom of the 10th to tie it up at sixes. Then the O's scored 4 in the 11th and won it 10-6. The Mariners beat the Royals 6-2. Cal Raleigh, number 33. Kirby's Dreamland beat Waka 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 in that one. And the Diamondbacks, Suarez a home run. Gurriel a home run. D-backs 4-2 over the Giants in the desert. Hit a bunch of those games yesterday for you on Pharrell Coast to Coast. Here's today's slate, 307 on MLB Network. Yankees and Jays, a good one. Freed Chicken against Kevin Gausman. Everything else is under the lights. Cards and Pirates at PNC, Palat and Skeens Day. 7-10 Reds, Red Sox, Singer against Fitz at Fenway. 10-10 MLB Network, White Sox and Dodgers at Dodger Stadium, Smith against Yamamoto. 6:35, Padres and Phillies at the bank, Pavetta and Sanchez, Dirty Sanchez. 6:40, Twins and Marlins in Miami, they've won so many games, 7 in a row, going for 8. Joe Ryan and Cabrera there in South FLA with all of that gorgeous hunk, hunk, hunk. 6:45, Tigers and Nats in D.C., Flaherty and Williams. 7:05, A's and Rays at Steinbrenner, Springs Water against Boz. 7:10, Brewers and Mets at City Field, Peralta and Clay Holmes. 7:15, Angels and Braves in Atlanta, Anderson against Fuentes. 8:05 at Globe in Arlington, O's and Rangers, Young against DeGrom. 8:05 on TBS, Guardians and Cubs at Wrigley, Williams and Oil Can Boyd. 8:40, Astros and Rockies at Coors, Commissioner Gordon against Dollander. 9:40, Royals and M's in Seattle, Lorenzen and Hancock there. And finally at 9:40, Giants and D-backs in the desert, Birdsong, Otis Birdsong, against Gallon of Milk. There's all your baseball for Tuesday. In the Club World Cup, Fluminense over Internacional Al-Hilal 4-3 over Man City. They eliminated Man City. That Fluminense win was in Charlotte, and it was huge. The big surprise, the win over Man City for Al-Hilal. Here's what you got today. 3 o'clock on DAZN, Real Madrid and Juventus at Hard Rock in Miami. And then on TNT at 9, Dortmund against Monterrey. The Gold Cup continues Wednesday with the semis. In St. Louis, it's the U.S. against Guatemala at 7 o'clock on FS1. And then the nightcap at 10 is Mexico and Honduras from Levi's in Santa Clara. Wimbledon's going on. Taylor Fritz has to finish that fifth set. And he was down 2 sets, came back, tied it, but the curfew ended the match. They'll play it this morning. Anyway, we'll give you all the details of Wimbledon and everything that goes down that matters on the ladies and men's side at the All England Lawn and Tennis today on Pharrell Coast to Coast. We're live at 3 to 6 on SportsGrid TV, SportsGrid app, and SportsGrid.com/watch. We're also on X, streaming at SportsGrid-Live. We're on all smart TVs like TCL, Samsung Plus, Vizio, and LG TVs. Just search SportsGrid and you'll find us. We're also on Amazon Freevee, Roku, Sling, Fubo TV, YouTube TV, and Fire TV. We're on radio on Sirius XM Channel 159 and Sports Byline USA. Make sure you get the Pharrell and the Profit app because we're cashing tickets. We're hitting bets. Everybody's making money. Everybody loves it. There's great shows like Pharrell Unplugged, Pharrell and the Profit. Make sure you watch all the picks videos like Profit Plays. Mickey gives his picks. I do the Max Profit Plays. And watch out for that Elite Play on the app as well. The app really is kick-ass. You're going to dig it. There's great shows on there, great content like Jim Florentine's comedy specials. Check it out. You won't be disappointed. Tell your friends. Sign up today. And for everything else, go to ProfitableTV.com and ForellOnTheBench.com. One sidebar, I'm doing my last show of the week today, Tuesday. I'll be back next Tuesday on Pharrell Coast to Coast. I'll be doing all of the Pharrell and the Profit picks every day and Pharrell Unplugged every day on the app while I'm out. So I'm out Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Monday. I'm back Tuesday the 8th. Don't forget the 10th, Thursday, it's Cooper Flagg against Bronny as he starts his career with the Mavs against the Lakers in the Summer League in Sin City. It runs from the 10th through the 20th, so that'll be kick-ass. So today's my last show of the week, and then I'm back a week from today, which is Tuesday the 8th, as I said. So I'll see you later today at 3 on Coast to Coast. Shake out. Ooh.